This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime Alert, hourly update, breaking crime news now.
I'm Jennifer Gould. The hunt for the gunmen responsible for the killing of United Health Group CEO Brian Thompson continues as new developments emerge in the investigation. Authorities have released clearer images of the assassin's face taken from surveillance cameras at a hostel where he was reportedly staying with two others. Officials say he paid in cash and used a fake New Jersey driver's license when checking into the Upper West Side location. But the pictures of the suspect are as real as it gets. You can see his eyes, nose, and mouth, and it is visible. He is smiling. Could they be enough to finally, though, ID the killer? Thompson, 50, was tragically gunned down on Wednesday morning outside the Hilton Midtown Hotel in Manhattan. Surveillance footage captured the moment when the masked assailant approached the CEO from behind. Armed with a handgun, the suspect shot Thompson multiple times, striking him in the back and the calf. The gunman then took off on foot before hopping onto a city bike and escaping the scene. This driver witnessed the ambush and spoke to PIX 11 News.
He shot three times, and then he started running. I was scared, you know, because my car was on, and maybe he's going to shoot me.
Authorities have since recovered several pieces of evidence believed to have been dropped by the suspect during the escape, including a cell phone, a candy wrapper, and a water bottle found in a nearby alley. CNN reports that a fingerprint was recovered from the water bottle, but investigators are still trying to access that phone. The crime scene also yielded live rounds and shell casings, which bore the mysterious inscriptions "Delay, Depose, and Defend" on them. It's also noted that the assassin was wearing a distinctive gray backpack at the time of the attack. That backpack, identified as a Peak Design everyday backpack, is popular among photographers. This has led some to question if the suspect may have a background in photography or media. Allegations of insider trading against Thompson has also surfaced, adding a potential financial motive to the mix. Moreover, his wife, Paulette Thompson, has revealed that her husband had received threats prior to the shooting. At the time of the attack, Thompson was traveling with a security detail, but was alone when the assassin struck. The details of Thompson's personal life also point to additional potential motives. He and his estranged wife, Paulette, were living in separate homes in Maple Grove, Minnesota, less than a mile apart. Maple Grove police also say that very home was the target of a bomb scare around 7 in the morning, the very same day the executive was slain, but the email threat turned out to be a hoax. The NYPD has issued a $10,000 reward for information leading to the arrest and conviction of the suspect. Authorities are urging anyone with knowledge of the case to please come forward. Information can be provided to the NYPD Crime Stoppers tip line. It's 1-800-577-TIPS.
I'm Nicole Parton. The FBI has become involved in the case of Hannah Kobayashi, who has been reported missing after her mother uncovered indications that Hannah may have participated in a clandestine marriage for financial gain. The mother subsequently provided relevant documents to investigators as the family intensifies their search for their daughter. Recent developments regarding Kobayashi's potential involvement in an immigration scam surfaced after LAPD Chief Jim McDonnell revealed that investigators traced her to Mexico, where she was captured on video entering the country alone with her luggage on November 12, just 4 days after her arrival at Los Angeles International Airport. Sources say that Kobayashi may have been deceived out of the funds from an alleged immigration scheme, which might have been orchestrated by her former boyfriend. This partner had traveled with Kobayashi from Maui on November 8, and they arrived at LAX with intentions to board a connecting flight to New York City. Also on the plane was Kobayashi's secret spouse, Alan Kakassi, an Argentinian national, whose girlfriend, Mariana, was reportedly traveling alongside Kobayashi's ex, this as reported by the USA Today. The potential immigration fraud came to light when Kobayashi's mother discovered immigration papers in her daughter's Hawaii home, which mentioned an immigration attorney. That attorney was not helpful to the mother, said a source familiar with the investigation. The family promptly reported the findings to law enforcement, as stated by their attorney, Sarah Azari. On Tuesday, LAPD Chief McDonald declared Kobayashi, quote, a voluntary missing person after the video evidence of her entering Mexico was uncovered, taken from a San Diego border crossing. This occurred 12 days before her father, Ryan, 53, seemingly jumped to his death from a parking structure near the airport at LAX. McDonald indicated that Kobayashi sought to, quote, disconnect from modern connectivity, and the LAPD does not suspect foul play in her case. However, her family continues to press for clarity from the department. Following McDonald's press conference late Tuesday, the family requested access to the video evidence of Kobayashi's border crossing, expressing that they had not been aware of her tracked by the LAPD on November 12. After arriving in Los Angeles, which was confirmed by a photo shared by California State Attorney General Rob Bonta, Kobayashi was seen at the Grove Shopping Center on November 9. She returned to the Grove on November 10, where a video captured by a shopper had shared on YouTube shows her attending a LeBron James pop-up event at a Nike store. A photo from that event was also featured on Hannah's Instagram page that same day. The LAPD released a missing persons poster for her on November 13.
I'm Drew Nelson. A dangerous fugitive wanted in Pennsylvania remains on the run as authorities seek public help to locate him. The U.S. Marshals Service is offering a reward of up to $5,000 for information leading to the arrest of 29-year-old Giovanni Otero, accused of murdering his ex-girlfriend and burying her. Otero allegedly killed 29-year-old Melody Rivera in early November. Her body was found in a shallow grave in northeast Philadelphia. She had been bludgeoned to death. The two were last seen together October 31st, and Rivera's family reported her missing soon after. Police say Otero and Rivera had a dispute before her disappearance. This incident triggered the initial investigation that ultimately led to the discovery of her body. Rob Clark of the U.S. Marshals Service tells WPVI they feel the urgency of the case.
It's not a matter of if we're going to catch him, it's a matter of when. The family needs closure on this case. It's a horrific crime.
Giovanni Otero has an extensive criminal history, with records showing he has been involved in criminal activity since he was 12. He was recently released from state prison on a firearms offense and was on parole at the time of Rivera's murder. The U.S. Marshals consider Otero armed and dangerous, noting his long history of violent behavior. If you see Otero, do not approach him. The last known sighting of Otero was October 31st. He was seen with Rivera. He's black, 5'10", 175, black hair, brown eyes, tattoos covering both of his hands. He also had a dagger tattoo behind his left ear. He is known to use the alias Gozer. Deputy Clark says, quote, we are hoping the public can provide information that will assist us in removing this lifelong criminal from society. Anyone with information is urged to contact the U.S. Marshals at 866-865-TIPS. For the latest crime and justice news, follow Crime Alert Hourly Update on your favorite podcast app. With this Crime Alert, I'm Drew Nelson.
This is an iHeart podcast.
Guaranteed human.